What roadblock?
Let's stay off here a little bit. CP, go.
Report that USM Graham has been hit.
How serious?
10-4, how serious? We got that chopper.
Get the Hacienda and get a hold of headquarters one.
To CP, all positions have opened fire to suppress fire.
10-4.
Do you need the chopper? You got your chopper though, haven't you?
Yeah.
How about the ambulance chopper? Do you need that?
Always see. As soon as we find out about it.
CP to Red Arrow, advise the nature of USM Graham's wound.
10-4, Arrow to 2. Break out to CP, alert the hospital, have a doctor standing by the side of the road.
10-4.
Go ahead. Go ahead, medic.
Somebody get the hospital.
Yeah, 7-5.
Wait one, out to RB2, do you need the medic's assistance?
Get off this line, whoever's on it.
10-4, break, negative, medic, negative.
Go ahead, he's just told me to get off the line. He's down again.
He's dying.
10-4 break. Out to all units. Cease fire unless you take more fire. Cease fire unless you take more fire.
CP to Red Arrow, what exact location do they want the doctor to stand by?
8-6-7-5-6-8-8. 10-4 break, Arrow to RB2, Arrow to headquarters 2, where do you want the doctor to stand by? 18th and Bendy? Arrow to headquarters 2. You want the doctor to stand by at 18th and Bendy? 10-4 break. You want the doctor to stand by at the hospital, CP. He's going to carry the casualty by helicopter.
10-4. See if you get a vehicle.
I'm going to CP. Advise headquarters 1 that we have taken a casualty.
10-4 is being advised at this time.
10-4, out clear.
2 is with him and a chopper headed to the hospital.
Yes, he'll stay with
us. Go ahead,
Cooper. I'm trying now.
10-4, break, out of CP. Zebra reports the plane coming in over RB6 position.
10-4.
Plane coming in over RB6. Second.
CP, there's no further word. It's not getting the chopper and getting to the hospital now. No answer to the hospital. Somebody get started up there. He can take off.
CP.
CP.
Advise the doctor at the hospital that we have a chest wound.
10-4.
Out to CP. Out of CP. Advise the doctor that is a sucking chest wound.
10-4. RB2. Seven chest wound. They'll get it down here.
You get it back?
Yeah.
Now the CP, RB3 has received fire and returning.
10-4.
Is that 3?
Yeah.
Did you ever get the hospital on your phone, Mr. Moore?
What's that number?
75131. 75131.
75131.
Yes, I've got it ringing, but there's no one answering. I've got a guy going up in a vehicle to see if he can shake him loose.
I'll be up there by the
time. That too?
What did I get?
And for a break, out to CP.
CP, go.
First to advise is Mr. Penzel was out here at the time, and we took fire first before we turned fire.
10-4. I got a man in a vehicle going up there.
10-4 break, advise CP, we cannot get him out at this time because of the fire we are taking.
10-4. They can't get him out right now, they're still taking fire. We're going to tell them to get a doctor out there.
He's in the deep on the way.
I don't know. CP Red Arrow, keep us advised.
We got the helicopter going, sir.
We got a helicopter over there, but they can't get out because of the fire.
They're still taking fire?
Yeah. CP to Red, what's the situation now?
A 10-4 is taking our unit. RB3 is now taking fire. Okay, he's
been
route to the hospital by helicopter already.
CP Red L.
Red CP.
Has the helicopter left that area
not
yet?
Not the area. It's not the area. They're taking fire.
Dead
fire. He's on his way now, he said.
For a break, out to all units, out to all units, cease fire to see if we're still taking fire. For a break, out to CP.
CP, go.
Make sure that all these instructions to cease fire are logged. We want them on the log.
10-4. We got a tape recorder. Okay, good. We got him on the way now. We gotta put that in the way. Leave it on. Leave it on this whole thing through.
Yeah. CP.
CP, go.
A lot of bees and other positions have ceased fire now.
10-4. Zolcher, go.
Director, we'll be landing at the hospital in about 2 minutes. You're going to have somebody out there. I'll land on the, the southwest side of the building.
10-4.
On the north side.
South side of the building.
North side of the parking lot.
The parking lot?
North side. Near the building on the north side.
He said he was landing on the south side of the building.
He said he is?
Yeah.
That's 10-4.
The north side near the parking lot.
Either one will do it, but the, near the emergency, if you land on the north side, according to the gal up there.
CP, a voucher?
Maybe there's not room in the parking lot. I don't believe they get too many cars in there.
Yeah.
She didn't know, you know, she was back.
Better let that pilot handle it, because he's up there waiting to see.
Vulture 1 to CP.
CP, go ahead, Vulture.
CP, advise the hospital, we're bringing in one white male, age 56. We have a puncture wound in the upper right body cavity. We've controlled the bleeding by direct pressure. We're treating for shock, suggested possibly the...
To all units, to all units, are.
Red Arrow, clear the airway.
Puncture 1 to CP, are you 10-4 on my left?
10-4, we're getting hospital now.
They need any assistance for up there too, if they don't have any aids on hand, way. We'll get a couple guys up there.
This Jim Lee's down.
No, two, headquarters two, that's negative on all positions.
A wounded white male, 56 years old, a puncture wound upper cavity. They're controlling the bleeding with direct pressure and treating him for shock. Do you have enough people up there, or should we send someone up to help you? Yes, it's Grim, G-R-I-M, U.S. Marshal from Nebraska. Yes. Yes. Is the doctor outside standing by? Okay, thank you very much. Would you keep this line open, please? I'd like to keep you on the phone till I get the chopper ready in case I have anything else to go.
That is nothing to be
done. I wonder did we ever get sure which side he's coming in, on the north or the south?
South side, he said.
He is coming in on the south, huh?
Incidentally, do you know his blood type?
Vulture, we're coming up on the city limits now.
10-4, will you be landing on the south side?
That's affirmative, where those two roads park right there on the southwest side of the building. 10-4,
they're approaching the southwest side of the building. They'll be landing there. There's people out there, good. Yeah. If you have any shows you need blood or anything, let us know down here. We have plenty of people here.
Are you aware that one year at Marshall has taken away?
Yes. Yes.
Break, bird's eye, TV.
They took about three rounds, all going over their head.
He's definitely
a gunshot wound. Gunshot wound. He said he was hit. He was on the ground when he got hit. They put him in a chopper.
10-4. CP.
CP, go. CP, go, Red Arrow.
10-4, break, bird's eye, lobby 1.
1-0 to CP, returning fire.
10-4.
Okay, 6, we advise that you are to return fire only if you
have 4
target and are sure that you fire at you.
10-4.
10-4, we've got
where Grim get hit? Which block?
The upper cavity.
Which roadblock?
Two.
On two? Roadblock two.
He was at RBT.
I didn't know he was on a roadblock. In fact, I just saw him up here a little bit
ago. He went out with Mr. Hall.
Oh, he was with Bill.
Yeah, Bill Hall.
In fact, he was on, he's duty officer now, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
One piece has taken about three rounds. It's taken about three rounds over their head. They're not saying that they hit yet, but two fine. They have been fired upon by at least one individual with a high-powered rifle. SAC.
10-4, break. All units. Cease fire.
side of RB5. And for
you're away
at 6
at those
Randolph.
Well, Apple, have you seen fire?
Go ahead,
one. You know what happened to groceries today?
Yeah. See, that was too bad, wasn't it?
I got to be the bastard you right now.
Are taking more fire while not returning fire at this time. USM Graham, when you get it, please.
10-4. Mr. Hall's still out at the site, and he ain't going with him in the chopper. Probably Mike Cameron, the medic.
To CP3 is receiving fire and returning fire.
Guys, go up there and keep it and stand by at the hospital as soon as they get a report calling at CP, would you?
Go ahead.
Tell them to stay there, they find out something.
10-4, breakfast, good night, and service service. Okay, the SAC advises that he would like me to do a recon around RB6 to see if he can locate that fellow with a high-powered rifle. My dad probably
can shoot
up too.
I had quarter two from Vulture.
10-4 back. Out all units. Cease fire.
CP from Vulture.
CP, go Vulture.
Out there or wait at the field or where?
10-4, stand by. Red Arrow, will you check with headquarters too and see if he wants Vulture to return to that area?
10-4, back Arrow to headquarters too. Do you want Vulture to return to our area? Ten four back Arrow to CP, return Vulture to Red Arrow.
10-4, break, CP to Vulture.
Roger, I copied, I'm returning back to Miriam.
10-4.
Break, Vulture 2, Vulture 1.
Vulture 2, go.
If I'm gonna go on back out to the city, now wait a minute, I got an audio clear, I'm gonna unload.
10-4.
10-4, go ahead, sir.
Vulture 2, Vulture 1.
Okay, where
they are?
Vulture 2, Vulture 1.
Yeah,
Vulture 2.
Alright, I'm gonna return out there to the area, Tim. Just stand by here until we get back.
10-4.
Chance he might have to be transferred to it.
That's what I was thinking. I wish we might have to have it.
Northern until they find out.
Go ahead, 4270.
Yeah. Surprise, CP.
CP, go.
This is Billis. I'm at the hospital with Lloyd Graham. He is in the emergency room. He is getting an emergency transfusion at this time. And everything is status quo at this time.
10-4.
I will keep you posted. I am right here.
He's in the emergency room right now getting treatment. He's going to stay there and report to me to get something. CP to Red Arrow, advise headquarters 2 that Nebraska 1 is in the emergency room at this time. I have a man standing by to get reports.
10-4, break. Arrow to headquarters 2, be advised Nebraska 1 is in the emergency room at this time. We have a man there to relay his condition.
Might need to fly him out of here somewhere. They can't treat stuff like that there, can they?
Why don't we? Let's ask headquarters, too.
The headquarters, too. Did you say a few minutes ago for me to advise CP to have USM-1 contact Marshall Graham's wife?
Transfer.
Send for a break. To CP.
CP.
Headquarters 2 says at headquarters 1 discretion that he might want to contact USM Graham's wife.
10-4. Don't shoot
that.
He's
relaying
his discretion.
He's
relaying this. 10-4, Reto, advise the headquarters 2 that South Dakota 1 feels that we should have the Vulture stand by in case we have to make a transfer.
Headquarters 2. Send for back to Vulture 1, come in behind the hill. On Apple. Vulture 1, come in behind the hill on Apple. Plenty of 32.
Scarce.
The scarce on 31. 10-4. I'm at the CP. Go ahead with your life. I did not copy.
CP to Red Arrow.
Go ahead.
CP to Red Arrow, advise the headquarters 2 that South Dakota 1 feels that the chopper should be available in case we have to transfer Nebraska 1. It says on a lot of occasions they have to transfer from this hospital to another area.
Call back, hold it. Transmission, go ahead, CP. Should be available.
South Dakota 1 says on many occasions they have to transfer serious cases from this hospital to another.
At least three, right. Returning fire, receive fire, and returning fire.
10-4.
Is that Vulture 1 that brought him in?
Right. They have him here in just a matter of minutes, but he gave us a call.
Herbie's gonna be taking me a fire.
And watch their back.
Huh?
Watch their back.
Is Wayne gonna call?
I just wanted to say he'd hold off for a little bit.
What are they doing, Roy?
Two.
The problem.
Right, I'm awful busy now, Al. Afraid I can't help. You call back in half an hour? Next month. Pardon? 5-1-2-8.
Al, don't you think it'd be a good idea to have one of the Al cops get down by there, just to transfer him?
You're damn right.
Have you got out there? Thanks, Al. You should return, stand by for him.
In fact, if they could give him, if they could get that stopped, I'd say go straight in with him.
They're giving him blood now. Let's request that Walter one return unless emergency use.
See Peter what, Al? They're receiving fire out there now.
Yeah, I'd say get that new Blacker and get the hell out of here.
They're getting in, you're full of gas, you can just barely make the traffic, gas.
That's the situation where I got a joint breaking down there.
Marshall Grimm was hit, Grimm, in the hospital.
CP.
And they're taking fire on several.
Yes. What's the situation over there?
10-4 back, Al. Taking pretty heavy fire up here.
10-4.
Well, stay there close back, because sometimes they have to make a transfer in serious cases, and we wanna have a chopper available there to get him out of there. So let me know the minute they come out of that room, you get ahold of some doctor, I don't care who it is you drive, you find out what the hell's going on, and let me know so we can get him to another hospital. And keep that loud, and let those people take it away from you. Okay, is anybody else up there with you?
Where is he in the hospital?
They were terrible, just to keep in touch with that room, and let me know right away, and keep his phone open, okay?
75131.
73, you want any men from down, up here to go down there and foster anybody?
We're not trying to move him, we're willing a helicopter standby in case he needs to, he's gonna require emergency for further treatment. If we can get it back here.
We're coming down.
It's lost.
10-4 back, hold.
14-23. 17-23, I'm sorry.
Didn't we ever get an answer on that, Walter one?
No, not yet.
Which road doctors you gonna do?
They're drawing fire out there now.
What's the detail, Josh, you're trying to do a certain census with this, then end the budget?
We don't, because they've been under fire almost ever since this happened.
It's Jim Lee. Yeah.
He just arrived out there with Bill Hall.
Okay, hold on. CP to Red Al, CP to Red Al. CP to Walter. I need him back here. They got another chopper, if they can get in here, if I can get ahold of him, I bet the FBI chopper, look here.
You guys got a chopper down the, at the airport on the ground?
CP to Red Al.
Mike.
Red Al, get ahold of Walter and have him return to the hospital, they figure they're gonna have to transfer Marshall Grimm.
Go ahead, Coop.
Yeah. Okay.
2-3, an apple. We're gonna cease fire, see what's happening on the right flank. 2-3, an apple.
CP to Red Al.
Now, bye.
Red Al, have, get ahold of Walter, have him return and gas up and get ready to transfer, Marshall Grimm to Rapid City.
check, out of the headquarters, 2 CP requests Vulture return back to the hospital. We might have to move the marshal to Rapid City.
Yes.
Why don't you get Wayne on the line?
Of course, sir. We're having some set.
That's where they took the agent.
Lloyd.
CP Loretta, did you relay the message to headquarters 2 to return Vulture to this area?
10-4, Vulture will be airborne in just a few seconds.
10-4, tell him to gas up.
Okay, 10-4. Another CP is returning to the airport. He's going to gas up. You can contact him there.
10-4. Hey, Gus, you let me know the minute they say your motor was able to tell you, and ask them where's the best place to land the chopper up there so you're going to go with him, okay? Yeah, you check one of those medical personnel and find out the best way they can move him out of that building, where they want that chopper set down at. If there's any damn cars out there, you're getting people out there and get them moved. Give me a location on the building so I can tell the pilot. Okay.
Subi 1 advises that they have approximately 1 hour of fuel left.
Yeah.
They can land at the Bennett Parks Hospital parking lot if they want to make arrangements there.
Okay. Denver? Okay, hold on. Well, somebody get out the airport and find out, call the airport and find out who that two-seater belongs to. They think they're going to take him into Denver.
Two-seater?
Yes, there's a two-seater sitting out at the airport.
Rifle down there.
You can find out whose it is.
10-4.
867-57.
I'm just going
to
bring it.
Keep a log on this for me, would you?
Yeah, just a moment.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, let me hold it anyway. This is Mark Tennyson.
Yeah, well, that's probably the one that let him land right where he was. Just come back in that angle. The other one, you won't take no chances of losing that chopper, because we've got to transfer him out of there.
That chopper can still stand by. They can take him over to the airport. And I think they'll let him.
Yeah.
There's no...
Somebody check it on that plane out there for me.
Somebody got the airport on the phone?
So, is somebody checking to see that plane out there belongs to, they think they might have taken it down? Okay.
Helicopter is single wing, but...
Okay.
I heard a Vulture 2.
It's a Cherokee 160.
Okay. It's big enough to be laying down in there. No, it's not?
No.
Hey, Gus. A bud this plane to get out here is not big
enough.
Small plane.
CP Dog. Can you contact Vulture 2 and tell him Vulture 1 is on his way?
10-4, CP to Vulture 2. What?
There's Vulture 2, Gal.
Vulture 2, Vulture 1 is on his way.
10-4, 10-4.
That's
He isn't hurt too bad. We could,
CBS and NBC both have a Learjet charter, I think, that would be available.
Where's it at?
I don't know.
Well, both, Alex, CP.
Okay. They got a, they're checking
minutes.
Out. They got a Lear charter somewhere. They're going to give me a location on it. You let me know as soon as you find out what they're going to do at the hospital here.
CP,
go. Hold it.
Be advised, Mr. Frenzel is still out here. Do not think it is safe to get him out at this time.
10-4. Just a second, I'll check. CP to Vulture 1.
Stand for it, sir. Stand for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to check in with him now. CP to Vulture 1.
10-4 break. Air out to all units. Air out to all units. Cease fire. Cease fire. See what we have here.
CP to Vulture 1. Let him, he's on his way into the airport now to gas up, but let's hold on when he gets on the ground. Maybe I can reach him and find out if he can make it to Denver and that damn thing.
I'll try to hold
him. I'm also the PIO people here checking on NBC, CBS, Lear charter that they have here.
Yeah.
Probably be better if it was close by.
Commander CP, all units to cease fire.
10-4.
They had many families coming in.
Yeah, but it won't carry him. No. Yeah, we're checking for CBS Lear is the best thing. If it's around here close by, we can get him to bring it over. Also, I was looking at the Vulture. I'll see if they got us. There's one of these guys on the pilot. Let me ask him. Where's Ralph? Ralph? Ralph, will that chopper make Denver with a full gas load?
No. How far is it to Denver?
600 miles.
300.
300 miles.
300 something, about 360?
I'm thinking 6 hours.
They use about 20, let's see, the smaller ones about
is that Dr.
16 gallons to the hour.
That's true. So Billis is going to find out
now. Rapid City is, can't figure it out. Rapid City is well equipped for emergency.
Our chopper pilot is going to call in a number of a charter service in Chadron that apparently has a plane that would be capable of going down.
Okay, very good.
He has a Skymaster, They use it for taking people out of here all the time. In that case, it's
good.
If you want, we can call him now.
Just a second, let me...
Well, I know the guy over there.
You want to call
him? Just call him and see how fast it takes him to get it down here.
Come up, right? You
know. I don't know. Why do you have to check with somebody around here? How about you, Marshal? Let's get him on the line and make him
available. 10-4,
please.
10-4,
please. Bring it on up here.
4557. Get a twin. Well, I guess
you're
going to the single.
Jim Strang
is the guy's name.
Who's Strang Plank?
Vulture CP, go.
Roger CP, if you'll find out if we're going to take this fella to Rapid City, if a doctor or a nurse is going to go along, if that's the case, we'll reverse these two left seats so that they can face the patient.
10-4, Vulture 1, with a full fuel capacity, could you make Denver?
Oh, yeah, I can make Denver without any trouble.
10-4. Hey, Billis. He can make Denver.
I have to refuel, however.
Got to refuel before, yeah. He's refueling now. You let me know as soon as you find out something.
Where is he at now?
Okay.
He's on the strip.
He's going back to the emergency room now to tell a doctor that.
Hello. If this guy's from Chapman, he could fly right up to me in 10 minutes, and then he'd be a whole lot faster.
Sure would, yeah. We'll check him first.
He's a lot faster than your...
If he can come, you only get him on up here, Mr. Tyson. If he can get off the ground, tell him to come on in up here and land it behind me.
They'll decide whether that means we're gonna go to Rapid City or Denver.
Find out, just tell it. You tell him we're getting a charter plane in here to find out how long, if, when they're gonna make the decision to send him out here.
10-4. Right, to CP.
CP, go.
No, units are quiet this time.
How long is flying time here to Denver?
8-6-7-5-7.
Only a little over 300 miles.
Within an hour and a half.
300.
Hour and a half.
Depends on what you're flying.
Okay, he wants him to go to Denver.
Hello.
Okay, just a second, we're getting a plane in here.
Drag that, please.
Okay.
Marshall.
Vulture, this is CP.
Roger, is there some speculation about Denver? If so, I'm gonna have to take on fuel.
10-4, take on fuel and stand by. You got the air?
I'm getting drag on, he's there.
Because I'll have, while he's getting here, I can have a chopper lift his airport out of here, right?
The marshal, here come back with. I've got a gunshot, and they need to be taken to Denver.
Got my, sir.
Get a stretcher in your outfit, and you got to land.
Vulture 2, Vulture 1. This is Vulture 2, go. All right, Jim, I'm gonna land, let's fill this thing up with fuel.
Bring it in here, they want him to go now.
Okay, Jim, can you get that Pine Ridge Airport, and we'll have a patient for you to go into Denver. We'll arrange the, make the hospital arrangement from here.
Phyllis,
get into Pine Ridge.
Hold on just a second.
We'll have somebody out there, not just him.
Okay, ask him what his ETA Pine Ridge is. They want him to go to the doctor, says right away.
What
right
is
now.
Your ETA? Are you full of gas and ready to go? Okay, Jim, you get her into Pine Ridge, we'll have a patient there for you. We'd like you there. This is Supreme Emergency.
That's the motel, right?
15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
15 minutes, we'll have a...
2-4 break, all to CP, under fire again, returning fire.
To get him here.
10-4.
The chopper's going to Pine Ridge, put him on a twin engine and take him into Denver. Okay.
All units receiving and returning.
CP the Vulture.
10-20 of the individual 580 was inside
wounded.
I'm going
up to the hospital. This is Vulture 2. Vulture 1 just came in. He said that at the airport.
Vulture 2 informed Vulture 1 we want him to get to the hospital right away and transfer that patient to Pine Ridge Airport. We have a twin engine plane landing there within 15 minutes to transfer him to Denver.
Red out to all units. Red out to all units. Cease fire. Red out to all units. Cease fire.
Okay.
10-4 break, arrow to CP.
CP, go.
Headquarters 2 says once again, log all these instructions in.
10-4, we're getting it all. Inform Headquarters 2 that Nebraska 1 is being transferred to Denver. We have a twin-engine plane. Be here in 12 minutes. We're having Vulture transfer Marshal Graham from the hospital to Pine Ridge to be taken to Denver.
10-4, break. Headquarters 2. Marshal Graham is going to be transported to Denver by twin-engine plane. Vulcan is going to pick him up and take him to the airport.
Hey. The chopper will be up there.
CP, this is Vulture 2. Vulture 1 departing for the hospital.
10-4. Tell them the chopper's on the way to the hospital right now.
CP, Vulture.
Vulture, go.
We're going to have some people out there to control the kids in the crowd around that hospital when I land and wait there. We accumulated about 100 people last time. So could you give me some security out there?
10-4. Get on, get everything. Hey, Gus, get somebody out there to control those kids. The pilot says he can't land at the hospital unless he gets those people out of the way. He says he's got trouble now. We hadn't got anybody down here to send right now.
CP.
See if I can get somebody up there. CP, go.
Advise supply, we need some Charlie 531 badly.
10-4. Okay. On your way down, I'll get somebody to go up there and clear them kids out of the way. Get Pelham and Supply that needs more ammunition out there.
Where are the kids? Can you help them out?
Yes, sir, if you could, we'd get somebody to go up to the hospital and clear them.
10-4, break. Order CP.
CP, go.
That Vulcan has completed his mission. Maybe he can take that Charlie 531. You can get it out to the airport and Vulcan bring it to us.
10-4.
10-4, headquarters, too.
Yeah.
A break to CP.
No, Marshal Tennyson's coming up there. Hold on a minute. CP, go.
I'm under fire again, returning fire.
10-4. Take that ammunition to the airport, and when the chopper's finished there, he'll take it out there and tell him to instruct the chopper pilot to do that. Yeah. Well, Marshal Tennyson's on his way up there, and check with him here. Well, somebody should go with him. Somebody will. Marshal Tennyson will designate who goes with him. They're moving in. I'll tell you what, you
can call a break. I heard a CP. We're taking. But we are still holding.
10-4, log it. Yes, you hang up his phone now since the chopper's on the ground up there. You go out there, and as soon as they leave the ground, whether they're going to the airport, you call me here because the plane's on the way from Chadron. He said it'd be in 15 minutes. That's 5 minutes ago. It was gassed and ready. So you tell him that. Okay, you make sure the doctor's aware.
10-4, break. I have a CP.
CP, go.
Ask the Bureau if we take fire again, will they support us from 6 into that main bunker?
If they take fire again, they want support from you from 6 into the main bunker. Can they get it?
They're taking it, we want.
Yep. Right. Yes. Yep. They want to know if they start taking fire again over there on 1, whether 6 or they take fire or 2 or
2. Can you assist us from 6 if we start taking fire again?
Definitely.
I'll inform the Bureau that they will assist you if you take fire again.
By all means.
Have you made a decision to move it?
Yes, he's going to Denver. We got a twin engine plane coming from Chadron. It's going to meet our helicopter flying into Denver.
Any material condition?
No.
I don't know what ammo he's taking. I told him to give him a load of everything.
That's
10-4. We have advised supply. We're going to try to get it out here for Vulture as soon as he completes his mission.
Did you hear Mr. Colburn's room, please?
If they receive any warrant upon our orders, you are to commence the reporting fire at 10:04.
Did you break in on his exit? Kind of, that's okay. I'll call it. Tell Mr. Colburn if you can that I'm calling the CP. Jim Reese from the CP. Hold on, sir. I'll call back. CP.
CP.
Yes, I'll take it.
We're still taking fire, but I'm
transferring Marshall Grimmel to Denver. Now, what I had to do was the doctor called and wanted to know if we'd get a plane. Well, the chopper was real slow, so they had a charter job available in Chattanooga. It could be here in 15 minutes. We got the charter job on the way. The chopper's going to transfer Marshall Grimm to Pan Ridge Airport. We'll put him on that twin engine and get him to Denver in a hurry.
That's just one second.
Just a second, sir. But I have no...
They want to be able to do that. All right, I talked to Colburn.
Okay, sir, I don't have any word on his condition yet, but it must be pretty serious, so he wouldn't be transferred into Denver.
The
area code 402. 553.
When they start receiving fire.
Well,
1812.
They want it now, or do they want it when they receive fire?
They want it right now,
so they can. No, sir. I wouldn't advise it right now. I've told the guys at the hospital to see if they can get me a reading from the doctor, and then I can post you on that.
No,
decision from that.
Peter Redown, viewer request that to illuminate in order.
Okay, sir.
So
we didn't wait for any approval on getting that plane ready. I just want to have you.
Okay. For a break. To headquarters too. Bill request to illuminate so they can get a fix on that.
I want a fix on two.
Get a fix on that position.
Do we have any radio contact with at the hospital? I can't raise them on the phone.
Okay. Not right now. We have no radio up there.
Man's going to call me from the hospital as soon as he talks to the doctor and gets the extent of the injury. He is being transferred to Denver where we have a plane coming from Chattanooga and be here within next 5 or 6 minutes.
Asked that he be transferred.
Yes, he did.
In what hospital there?
We don't know yet. I'll talk to the doctor after they get through up there. But I'll get all this when they get him aboard the plane and on the way to Denver.
The essential thing I'd like to find out. Is he in critical
condition? For a break, I have to CP inform Bill we're going to put a flare as close to that bunker as we can.
10-4.
Mr. Moore, they're going to put a flare as close to the Indian bunker as they can.
Sure.
Did
you hear that?
They're going to
put a flare as close to the Indian bunker as they can.
They watch, they can see where it comes from.
Go ahead.
Put it in.
I'm up to CP.
CP, go.
I inform the bill when that flyer has popped, we will give them a mark from the flyer. 10-4.
Mr. Marshall,
over
on 2, we're going to put up
flyer. He said when he gets the flyer, they give you a mark from the flyer.
Air to CP inform the bureau there's a fire right beside that bunker.
10-4. Inform your people out there that there's a fire right beside the bunker that's fired on them.
Air to CP.
CP, go.
I inform the bureau that there is a fire right beside that bunker that they should be able to see.
10-4.
RV6 said your tracer fire is just a little bit too high.
From 2 or 3?
Yeah.
All over.
I'm firing over top of it.
That's when you're probably 3 out of line.
So you can
only see about this much of a 5 foot bunker out there.
Who? He's not in here right now, and I'm sorry we have some problems. I'd like to keep this telephone line open right now. Could you call back a little later? Just a rigging contract, Sheehan.
Sheehan, I'll get it. Get a call for him, you want to hold it, or want to give me the number?
No. What number you at, and I'll have him call you back. Okay, thank you.
Any number or message, Sheehan?
Sir?
Any number or message from Sheehan?
No, I'll say call back later.
Oh, okay.
Okay, still having that squeal in the radio.
Yeah, going back to the motel. Pick up at 10 o'clock in the morning. Hey, hold it. Stand by. Listen, we may have you go get a bunch of people and bring them in.
See how big a vehicle they got ready to roll out there.
Who's got his bus here?
Oh, that's he's the bus driver.
Yeah, we got a twin engine job coming from Shadron. CP, this is Jim Leach. Yeah. Mr. Chopper?
Yes.
Okay, he wants. That's okay. I thought we were talking to Mr. Cooper.
Some of these guys shoot because they have a habit of using the shooting as a diversionary tactic.
Okay. Yes, sir. What's the extent of the? Is he in critical condition or what? You want me to find out?
CP.
Right. I wish you would, cause I've got to know right away.
Looking fire, returning fire.
10-4.
They're going to take him to the chopper all the way. The doctor said they don't want to do that. So, somebody call the airport and tell Strange when he lands to.
They're receiving fire and returning fire.
To dismiss the twins.
They're receiving fire again. All of them.
Dismiss the twins.
Right, because he's going in the chopper.
CP, you want the air support?
They're going to airport now, sir.
Yes, sir. I think they're going over there.
CP, to Ritter.
Airport number? Airport telephone number?
No.
No report on
it. This is your boss. All I know is why you're taking the man to Ellsworth because
he's close to that campus. Yes, just a second. Okay, sir, go ahead.
Okay. 10-4. Out to CP, we're holding fire.
10-4.
Uh-huh. Okay, he's on the
CP,
way, okay?
Vulture 2, go.
So it looks like an airplane's coming into the airport.
Okay, you want his number? Oh, okay.
CP to Vulture 2, that may be Mr. our charter from Chadwick to make the transfer from Vulture 1.
Marshal Tennyson's at the hospital.
I understand that part. I just watched him go over. I went to Vulture 1 now. And I'll hang up and you hang up.
Okay, sir.
10-4. We have somebody at the airport.
I've already got it.
Did you get a condition report?
Well, they won't say one way or the other, but they are taking the Fitzsimmons and then.
Fitzsimmons?
For the doctor. That's
the
cabin.
10-4.
Right, out to all units. Anybody taking fire at this time? Anyone taking fire at this time?
CP.
Okay, you go on the
shuttle. CP, go.
I'll call you. You stay at the hospital. I'll call you here.
I've just been informed by the doctor that they just assume not, repeat, not transfer him from the chopper to this charter. They would rather use an emergency operation such as transferring
from this helicopter to another helicopter en route to Denver.
10-4, would you check with the chopper pilot and see what arrangements he wants made up ahead, and we'll try to make them.
Negative, he is making the arrangements himself. I am with him at the present time.
10-4.
Go ahead, sir.
We're going to have an emergency operation.
Transferring. 10-4, back out to CP.
CP.
We have ceasefire at this time. Has headquarters 1 at your 10-20.
Negative. We are in contact with him, though.
10-4, right. Now the headquarters, too. That's negative, but they are in contact with him at this time.
So they flying from the Pine Ridge Airport?
They're going to take him to the chopper all the way. The doctor recommended they not take him off the chopper. They're picking up the hospital and going to have to transfer the helicopter if they have to. The pilots making those arrangements.
Did the doctor say he had to have an operation?
I wouldn't say one way or the other.
Sure.
Thanks
much.
I'm assuming that the bird's eye, can either you or 71 make a provision drop at Marshall Bedell?
CP.
CP.
It has been changed. They are going to try to get this helicopter one stop into Denver.
10-4.
Confirmation from headquarters to from Vulture 1 to do this.
10-4, CP to Red L.
Go ahead, CP.
Red L, contact headquarters 2. The Vulture 1 wants confirmation that the doctors advise he should be taken all the way into Denver. VI, Vulture 1. See if you can confirm this.
Is there any means we can get a...
Say again.
CP, contact headquarters 2. The hospital wants to take Vulture 1 and send Marshall Grimm to Denver on it. So if this is approved by headquarters 2.
10-4, break. Vulture 1 wants to know if it is affirmative to Grimm on that airplane.
Not on the airplane.
Break out to CP. That's affirmative. That's affirmative.
10-4, break CP to supply. Affirmative. Affirmative.
10-4, then Vulture 1 will go back and refuel and leave as soon as he can.
10-4.
Snoopy is going to make a provision run to Red Arrow for us. I just arranged it.
Okay, yeah. CP to Red Arrow.
Okay, break.
CP. Yes, sir.
CP.
Do you think there's any chance they could request that tomorrow
at 6? Okay, they keep changing their mind. I'm going to see if we can just hold him there. I'll send Barefoot out there and hold him there. Right on. Okay, sir. Right. He's got them hold that twin engine. They seem to be changing their mind about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to the airport.
Tell Snoopy to hold the twin. Let him hold it.
You go out there, Barefoot, you go out there and stand by and make sure that whenever they make up their minds what they're going to do, you hold everything you got out there. And we got to go.
Snoopy 2 is leaving the ammo for Red Arrow right now for Marshal Service Crew.
10-4, break the CP to Red Arrow.
We know as soon as possible whether we're going to use it.
Go ahead, CP.
Red Arrow, Snooper 2 is en route to your 1020 with a resupply now.
10-4, break out to headquarters 2. With our supplies.
Supply to CP.
CP, go.
Vulture 1 is leaving now for the airport to refill, and he will be directly back. He also wishes to acknowledge whether Headquarters 2 desires Ranger 2 to leave Denver and come up and assist.
Is that Ranger 2?
Affirmative.
10-4, stand by. CP to Red Arrow. Red Arrow, contact Headquarters 2 and ask him, tell him Vulture wants to know if he wants Ranger 2 to leave Denver and come up and assist. CP, go.
The Bureau, that fire is right directly in front of the bunker now. If they can zero in on it, they'll have it.
10-4. So that fire is directly in front of the bunker.
10-4. Out to CP, tell them that we are not requesting support at this time.
10-4.
They've never seen the flare yet.
Haven't. CP to Red Arrow, will you check with Headquarters 2 and tell him that Vulture wants to know if he wants Ranger to come in from Denver to assist?
Wish we had some good radios.
As I said before, we can talk to the moon, but we can't talk to the moon. You said that fire was coming on too from the bunker directly in front of them. Oh, they're still waiting for that flare at 10.2.
CP to Red Arrow, the Bureau would like to know, is this fire coming in on 2?
Make one. The Bureau wants to know if this fire is coming in on 2.
Jim Leach. Yeah. Yeah, we got the twin sitting on the ground at Shadron now. Right, and we're going to hold it. Let me make up a
Arrow from Vulture.
Yeah.
Arrow from Vulture.
Okay.
10-4 break. Arrow to CP.
I'll wait till he gets gone, because I'm going to keep that plane on the ground until I find out something. CP, go.
No, we do not. At this time, but that bunker, that fire in front of that bunker is row 2, 3 and fire.
10-4. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Okay. Very good. Hold on, I'll find out what you like. CP to Red Arrow.
Go ahead, CP.
Red Arrow asked Headquarters 2 if he wants a Ranger, the other chopper, to come to this area to assist tonight. Vulture will be going to Denver.
We're going to send the...
We want Ranger to come to this area.
We're going to send an APC from 1 to 6 with ammo and flak vest. I think that how far is your place off of that?
6.
From 1 to 6.
There's a man. Quite a ways.
They
got to go through 1 and then went from 1 to 6.
We're going to 1 from 1 to 6. We're coming to near Red Arrow.
10-4. Receiving fire, returning fire.
So I'm going to say we're
Enough to CP, under heavy fire, returning fire.
10-4.
Break bed out of CP. Be advised, yesterday evening, the supply clerk was informed that you might be able to
check out some... Hold on, Billy, I'm still under heavy fire right now. I don't know.
Well, we can do something with the fire against this. Is that probably okay, Bill? Bill?
Huh?
Yeah, we can move one up.
Okay, your ammo is on the way off of the flatbed. Advises a new post is being manned at this time. CP, Vulture.
Vulture, go ahead.
Hey, they made up their mind what they're going to do. Are they going to use the airplane or the helicopter or what?
I'm unaware of that at this time. I have the hospital on the phone. I've told them we have a twin on the ground at the airport and you're standing by. Are they going to use the helicopter or the plane?
10-4, break out to CP.
Right. CP to Vulture.
Out to CP.
CP, go.
And I request Bureau return fire at this time at that bunker. Request Bureau to return fire at this time at that bunker.
10-4, in front of 2 or in front of 3?
This bunker, headquarters 2, that bunker in front of 3, that's the main bunker, 10-4?
10-4.
And out of CP, that's the main bunker, that's the main bunker.
10-4. CP to Vulture.
Vulture, go ahead.
Vulture, they're going to use you.
Well, that would have to come from
2,
right?
Okay. With one transfer, that wind can probably down there by 45 minutes.
10-4, you get informed of this when you reach the hospital. Hey, brother,
CP, you should be advised that the plane that we brought in is already arranged for an ambulance to meet him at Stapleton Airport.
10-4, I'll inform the hospital. Run down and tell them that the plane that's come in, it's a twin engine job with a stretcher, built for a stretcher. And they have already arranged for an ambulance to meet them at Stapleton in Denver. Oh, he's in the chopper now. Yeah. Okay. So we got to put him on a chopper, or are we going to transfer him from the chopper to the plane, huh?
They'll send a doctor to or something.
Okay.
It's on its way, sir. It's on its way. Snoopy 2 is bringing it.
Okay, then. That's the way it'll be, then. That's what the doctor said. All right, then, damn it. We'll do it that way, then. I'm getting tired of listening to goddamn experts.
What was that,
Doctor?
Not everything, no. You
don't think we're sending them to the
night or something?
Unless we had a specific
need.
I'm not
the
CP.
CP, go.
There seems to be some confusion of who is going to be used tonight for the transfer. Can you clear that?
Affirmative, the doctor's final word is that he will be transferred in the chopper straight directly to Denver.
10-4, break, headquarters 2, doctor's final word, he will be transferred by chopper.
They can see the fire, so they can put it in.
Snoopy is in our vicinity, so he's coming down with the charge.
Yeah, but I mean, the fire in front of the bunker, I was thinking about the bunker the boys ran rather than the one the Indians ran.
They'd use their own
grid
down there.
Hey, Billis, Vulture's on his way there. You can all call me back the minute he leaves, yeah? Okay, buddy. If nobody else gets on that aircraft, you get on there with him. Here.
10-4, break. I have a CP.
CP, go.
Receiving machine gun fire, and it's not.
Which one was that?
Harold reporting.
Harold, you're breaking up.
Harold.
CP to Red Arrow. CP to Red Arrow. Must have slipped up on Red Arrow. We understood it.
Yeah, you have to, I'd say.
CP to Red Arrow.
Radio just went out.
Repeat your last transmission. You broke up.
10-4. Be advised, we are receiving machine gun fire. Machine gun fire. It is not ours.
From where?
10-4, where is it coming from and where is it directed?
Right out to headquarters, too.
They received it out on the post.
I
see.
I don't think that the shooting from here
no,
was back
no,
there.
No. Somebody's over here.
I think somebody must have called up.
Jordan 2, CP.
CP, go.
Leach, I'm taking out 3 radios to Red Arrow. Is there anything else that I can bring out there now?
Clear the airway. Step down until it's
10-4 break. Out to all units, conserve ammunition. We're running short. We're unloaded now, Pierce.
CP, go, Vulture.
Roger, could you relay to Bud if the hospital is on that doctor? I think he's going to be running heavy, you and this twin, if we bring his litter and...
10-4, I'll relay. You go ahead to the hospital. Bud? Tell him to check with, he says he's there now at the hospital. Check with that doctor and tell him if the pilot thinks they should use the twin. But I've got the twin still standing by at the airport, so y'all get it straightened out up there, here. Tell somebody.
We've already unloaded, sir, and it's up here.
Tell somebody better make a decision.
Send for a break.
Tell him if this pilot, chopper pilot, is worried about the wind. Now, if he can't make a decision, I got somebody here at will.
Hutchin recommends using that plane. He says, in essence,
I know, I've been handling that.
Out to 3.
We got a plane here.
Oh.
That's 10.
10-4. CP to Vulture.
Vulture, go ahead.
They finally made a decision. You're going to transfer him to the airport, and they're going to put him aboard the twin engine.
Okay, we'll bring the litter from the airplane up there. This is the best route to go all the way around, I think. They don't know the difference in speed.
10-4, Vulture, thank you very much. Glad somebody's got some confounded sense.
Vulture, you'll have this thing available here.
You're breaking up, Vulture. Go again.
CP.
CP, go.
We're receiving RB3 reports receiving automatic fire from the village.
10-4.
Ten four. correction on the light, that is heavy fire, but we do not know which direction it is going at this time.
10-4. The plane's still sitting out there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I left Hudson everything under control.
This is the other pilot, the chopper pilot, recommended that they use the plane. Right, he's ready to go.
He's got an ambulance.
He's got an ambulance waiting at Denver.
Go on that plane. Tell that chopper slow.
Hey, Billy, say moving again.
Zebra is taking automatic weapons fire from the church.
Okay.
Who was that?
You take him, tell him, take him.
Take him, Hawker.
He might have been on the horn with Paul.
Yeah.
How long
well, you know, okay.
10-4 break. Alarm to all units. Alarm to all units. Cease fire. Cease fire.
Yes.
Cease fire.
Jim, there's no radio.
Alarm to all units. Cease fire. Cease fire.
Where's
headquarters? We're going to have session staff.
Where's headquarters?
They put us two on the heavy fire.
Oh, let me see. Yes, all three of them.
This is Walter Town. Yeah. He was hit in the upper chest, about a foot below his shoulder on the right side. And the bullet exited on the left side of the spine.
Yeah, the CP have face fire this time. Have face fire.
10-4.
You can keep those notes.
CP, is this Vulture 2?
CP, go Vulture 2.
We're departing the airport from the hospital. Advise the hospital we have a stretcher on board that he'll fit in the airplane.
10-4.
So much. Okay.
10-4, break to CP.
CP, go.
Receiving fire this time, are not returning fire at this time.
10-4. Snoopy took that ammo out, didn't he?
We need some at engineering.
This is what I didn't worry about. We're going to cost them 15 cents to fire.
867.
You know if a doctor is going to accompany him.
Keep that.
No, we wouldn't. We should get to the call about as soon as he finds out.
So how do you want? Do you want some ammunition at your 10-20? What do you need, sir?
The chopper pilot was talking about the winds. He said it would take so long in the winds that he recommended they go over the plane. The doctor finally said, okay, send him to the plane. Yeah, because the guy at the charter service had already arranged for a hospital to meet him in Denver.
Yes, you can.
It'd be just as a lot faster either way than you want.
That's cold.
Right.
I think he's probably
going to get
a work train to call command post. Stand by just a minute. I'll give you a message to get him.
That's green with more ammo.
That's a lot of time. He'll be interested in that.
Who?
Walter.
Dr.
He's not in one at all. The colonel's
Mark,
with Hudson.
The colonel's out there?
With Hudson.
He had one.
Mark. He said he'd get whatever ammunition, whatever he's got.
He had ready.
Get him out there.
Marshal. Jump on the way to RB3.
We're tied up right now. Could you call back in just a few minutes?
Below the shoulder. Bullet exit on the left side, middle of the back, near the spine. Condition serious, vital sign stable. Now, I don't know what things I got to do. He may be getting the same information to you. Fly him out of here by plane.
Mission call now. Say again.
It's the pilot brought to their attention the airspeed and everything between Denver, so the
10-4 bikes out to headquarters 2-8 on new post.
No, they used to leave in the hospital now.
Is that twin or is that
twin? About 260.
The bureau finally came back.
38 ammo.
Right, they wanted 38, they asked for it. They were still using everything.
This is the worst place I ever beat my line. We got over to Rosemary. Were they having them around over to Rosemary?
38?
No, ammo for the M16 and the M1. If they were this wise and people, they did it. Well, he's got Colonel Potter here. He'll take care of that.
I hope they're not burning it up, though.
Sir?
Hope they're not burning it up.
I think this was happening. I don't know.
Well, better conserve some here. It's a long ways to Ellsworth. They put that M16 on for just bring it out there.
That's right. They're shooting them.
Sure as hell.
I told him the other day that they were assigned a fire leader at each one of those positions and not have everybody up there just shooting like that.
Put them out to arrow to all of them. Conserve fire as much as possible. It's the only thing to do.
See if you get a...
headquarters, too.
News is got around.
I suggest we call CP and have them send... 33, Charlie 31, 33.
I'll be a shit if you ain't got it.
It'll take time to get it in there, and there's no need of them running out, and that's what they'll do, thinking we got some on there. Don't say we're short or anything, just say conserve your ammunition.
Mr. Hall told me about it a few minutes ago, but I didn't put it out.
I'm on headquarters, too.
He already put it out.
He's already put it out, sir.
The only way of moving by plane. Get him to port, get him aboard that plane. That copter's got that big kind of steam. And those ranges between there and Denver's a little bit out of the way. The copter has that room.
Too much long.
Only one hit behind and one hit about 25 feet. The other than that, going over there.
Let's just indicate to you they've got some different kind of weapons in there than they've had before.
Well, I think they've had it and it's been safe. But what I wanted to indicate...
They really don't indicate nothing because they report machine gun fire the other night. It wasn't machine gun fire. That's what I'm telling you. These people don't know what they're hearing.
The thing it indicates to me is they know. They weren't monitoring all our stuff. And they know the marshals were shipping. And they want to weaken... They knocked out either X-ray or Zebra, which is in their executive pass, so we can get means and banks out of there.
You guys got the word on the condition, huh?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
I talked to the doctor. He says he's got no blood in the chest, no air in the chest, and those are good signs. That's the lung. So,
this guy decided to move him by plane. It's a lot faster. The chopper pilot told him that he recommended using a plane because the chopper, the charter plane's already arranged for an ambulance to be there.
Sure.
Another apple?
Hospital, by the way, is one of the best in the country.
Another apple?
Thank you very much.
Another apple?
Been alerted to this ammunition situation.
He's with us. He's with Hudson.
He knows that. All right.
Apple.
For your information, I'll be with you.
APC headed your way.
All roadblocks taking fire.
Took a year and a half to come back.
Yeah. All roadblocks taking fire.
Yeah. Everybody.
All returning.
Yeah. Okay, we'll call a movement out of there going on now.
Who calls out a page of our radio line? You borrowed
one.
The page of our radio line they borrowed. We've been right about the time this firing started.
We have some long hand. We haven't tied together.
No, I mean a page of one of our lines.
Yeah.
Do you have a page of our radio log?
No, I haven't.
It's one of the marshals had it. I think it was right about the time.
Probably Marshal Tennyson. He's the hospital. He'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, he probably want that for the time.
Right.
Control break, out to CP.
CP, go.
I'm advised the Bureau, we have two men just left of that streamline down there. Don't get us confused.
Give me a better location.
That's the left of RB2.
That's up towards one.
Good
for him.
We got two men in there, alert the Bureau.
Down in the creek.
Yeah.
Right.
Where the farmhouse is in that area.
Oh, okay. Tell them to watch their fire towards two. We got to just tell them to hold their fire on shooting towards number two.
Could I
add?
N1. One is closer.
In the direction of the
one.
Yeah. Can we request you hold all fire in the direction of RB1 and RB2?
Yeah, they were shooting at a bunker, an Indian bunker had a fire in front of it, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, two's here, one's here, six was the one that was shooting, they were shooting at the bunker with a fire in front.
1-7-M,
whoever this is.
Spy the CP.
CP, go.
Ultra One is taking off from the airport, needs assistance at the airport on the transfer.
10-4. Airport, get a vehicle, get out of the airport. He's going to need assistance to the airport on transfer. Take somebody to leave from downstairs.
Is that shooting at two? 1-7-M wants to know if there's a twin engine plane standing by there, too.
Right.
Okay, well, one's not shooting at all. Six is the only one that's been shooting.
Yeah, but six is shooting only at the fire. All six are shooting at the house.